Choo!
Woohoo!
Guys, welcome to the Debrief Podcast with me, Tessa.
And me, Steve A.
Welcome. Oh, puff, puff, puff. I'm only a bit puffed up. God, whoa-wee, am I tired out, because this week's topic is about exercise.
Ooh, but also, yay! That's my feelings on exercise. Long time of my life. Boo. Start having fun doing it. Yay! Do you not think?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
What's
but also in
vibe?
A short term, boo, I have to do it, followed by...
The yay afterwards lasts for years.
Years.
You can do one exercise class, and I'd say you're fine until 2020.
I ran to work 3 years ago, and I still think about it.
I can still see it in your eyes.
I think about it. What was she thinking about? Thinking about that time she ran to work again.
Talk to me about your exercise life, Tessa.
I will, but first, I'd like to know who suggested this one.
And Catherine and Hema, thank you so much for your emails. And I think one of them was like in June, and I only opened the emails about 2 weeks ago because I thought no one would email.
We didn't think anyone, but people have, and
people
we love
have.
Them. And so we're sorry if we didn't get back to you, but we definitely will now.
Yeah, and also I've put a note about all your lovely ideas, and we're going to be working through them. But exercise is a great one. Before we plough into it, what adult thing have you done this week, Tessa? Tough one.
Oh, well.
You weren't expecting that question,
no,
were you?
Weirdly, I wasn't. Something that happens at the top every week. Well, for long-term listeners who enjoyed... Yes, for you, who enjoyed the time I packed away all my winter wear and got out my summer wear, you'll never guess what's come round.
I can't believe it.
I've packed away my winter wear. Oh, no, wait, the other way around.
Summer
I packed away my summer wear and had to get out my winter wear from under the bed.
And so did you, when it all went whoop, like bigger, because you'd vacuum packed it, hadn't you?
It wasn't as fun as I had hoped.
Oh, yeah.
Truth be told,
but
Stevie,
I thought it'd be like
and some of the air had already
tent.
Come out.
Oh,
I know.
And it was filled with spiders.
And it was riddled with spiders.
Was it a nice surprise when you saw all your clothes again? Or was it like a... Oh, these old pieces of shit. I should buy some new clothes.
No, somewhere between the two, which was, gosh, I was absolutely merrily getting along here without you.
Yeah.
This is too many clothes. And so I also got rid of a lot of things.
Charge shop?
The living room.
The bin.
They're currently in the living room.
Right.
But they are definitely waiting to go to the charity shop.
Oh, yeah, that's basically taking them to the charity shop.
Also in the living room.
You have to put them in a big bag, put them in somewhere that you will see them every day, and then you get so used to seeing them that they become like a part of the ornament of the house. And then 2 years later, you take them to a charity shop.
That's how it goes.
That's
and then
goes.
No, 2 years later, you get something back out of it.
And then while you're
in there, you think, good stuff.
Quite
in
good,
here.
Actually.
Good stuff in here.
I'll pay myself.
Yeah, anyway, I was like, this is because a very wise friend of mine, wise friend and confidant, Stevie Martin. You think it was somebody? It was going to be a prank, but it was you.
Prank! Terrible prank. Pronk!
Pronk! Said to me, you just need one good jumper.
Yeah, I actually said two good jumpers.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because what if one's in the wash?
Exactly. But like, you can only wear, and this is what I said to myself about my stripes.
Oh,
I had too many stripes, and I remind myself that I do not run a mime school.
People run mime schools.
I do not need 18 stripey t-shirts.
Yeah, you're not
because
French.
I can only ever wear one, so it is bonkers. Choose your favourite, say thank you to the others, let them go. What have you done?
Well, I haven't done anything so much as something has happened to me.
Wow.
The thing that's happened to me is the most adult thing.
Guys, she's looking very smug.
I think I've gone like red. I'm so excited.
Wow.
So basically, long-term listeners may remember it may have been actually the sleeping episode that we talked about it in, where we talked about how to sleep better. And we talked about mattresses, and Tessa had bought an Eve mattress, you know, the kind of cool mattress that are adverts everywhere. And you're like, one day when I'm an adult, I'll own one of those. But right now, I'll just lie
on
this pile of books and a hat. And my mattress was fine, but you can feel the springs. And I don't know, I wasn't having a nice time. And Tessa basically was like, get an Eve mattress. Well, Eve were listening. Eve are rabid listeners to the podcast.
It's Eve's favourite podcast.
It's Eve's favourite podcast because they sent me a mattress.
It's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me, and it didn't even happen to me.
I couldn't believe it. It's insane. So I've got an Eve mattress, and I know it sounds like I'm like, so I got sent one, so guys, you really have to buy one. But if you can save up... oh my God, it is so worth it. I'm not joking. I'm still not the greatest sleeper in the whole world, but it has basically eradicated like 50% of my sleepless nights, which means that I'm now like a human again. It's so wonderful. And when someone turns over in bed next to you, not that I've got a bed partner, but I have, then you can't feel
that ghost you live with.
The ghost. It's a poltergeist. When the poltergeist turns over in
it's
bed next to me,
boyfriend, everyone.
It's my ghost boyfriend who's dead. When he turns over next to me, you can't feel it. You can't feel someone else next to you moving, which is like so huge. And also, just I just sleep right through. So, I mean, we're not sponsored by Eve at all. This is just like a nice thing that they did. And I wouldn't be telling you if it hadn't changed my life.
If it wasn't the cold, hard truth.
So if it's for a Christmas present or something, or like
save
up. Maybe because if you have like a birthday and Christmas, then you can like save up everything and see if you can get it. I don't know. If there's any way you can get an Eve mattress, do get one.
That's such a good thing. That is a good thing. You know when I said about the drill, your dad or somebody who...
Get your dad to dry it,
buy
your drill.
Is like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Like, maybe a whole mattress is too much, but like, I would really love, this is a thing, put on your list
I'm
of like
saving
practical
up to
things.
Get a mattress.
Because always your, you know, adults near you and your grandparents and your uncles are like, what do you want? Who
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, and then they end up getting you like
a Tamagotchi
nail
or something. Yeah.
That's worth like nothing. You're like, oh, this is, I don't need another
I don't
nail
need this.
Varnish.
Or they spend too much money on something odd and you're like, what's this for? So that's a great idea. Stevie kept texting me and saying like, I'm just off to have a nice Eve. And I just thought she was like telling me about her evening. And I was like, okay,
great,
bye
this
then.
This is a weird development in our friendship.
Yeah, so she kept me like, oh, for another great Eve. I was like, okay.
I love Eve. Okay, yeah, you like the Eve.
I get it. You were having a nice evening. But she meant her Eve mattress.
Yeah, it's incredible. So that's my adult thing.
It's a great one.
And also, it's good that I'm sleeping so well because also, I'm trying to segue
into
exercise.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Okay, and it's good that I've got a good mattress because I need a lot of sleep after all this exercise I've been doing. I haven't done much exercise.
No, but sleep and exercise, they walk hand in hand.
They walk hand in hand. And you can't, like, also, like, exercise helps with sleep. And sleep helps with exercise? Yeah, it definitely does.
Definitely. Oh, 100%. That is 101 of getting a good sleep.
Getting a good sleep.
Have you exercised today? Has your body done something?
Yeah, I get so such a shock when I've stayed in my house all day watching TV and then I get such a shock that I've done that. And then after I've got over the shock, I then get another shock when I go to bed and I can't sleep. And you're like, anyway, fine. We all know that exercise is good for you.
Guys, let's just take that as absolutely red.
Yeah, we're not going to try and convince you of that.
No, you know it. And you know you know it. You know it, guys. But a recent study by UK Active, would you
said
believe?
That exercise isn't good for you.
And you should sit back down, everyone.
Yay.
Though people are obsessed with those studies of being like, only 7 seconds of exercise a week is all you need to stay up a heart attack.
No, you don't.
Come on. So abandon ship on like what you think the right amount is. But I think just like do something you like and forget it. However, this study by UK Active said that your average person spends more time sitting on the toilet each week than exercising.
I mean, I don't doubt that.
No, I don't
actually
doubt it for a second.
Have a little think about my day today. Sure.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. I think it probably doesn't help that it's called exercise because now we have that associated with like in the similar way of like eating your greens and exercise of like
it
being
a boring,
Compulsory activity. Whereas if it was called like moving for fun and people said like, what moving for fun are you going to do today?
I'd still think they were a prick.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try and get it moving.
I'd be like, it'd be nicer than what it is. Maybe it'd be a good starting point to discuss our own exercise lives.
Absolutely.
So I don't want to know everything about your whole life, but like...
Okay, born in the 3rd of June.
You weren't.
No, I wasn't.
But also, what's your relationship been like with exercise, kind of broadly, in your life?
Very active kid.
Yeah.
Very active then at school. Because it was compulsory and we played a lot of sports and like did
stuff.
You're
quite tall as well, so like netball was quite good.
Yeah, and then got to my secondary school where suddenly there was like, everyone wanted to be a netball, so I was on like the F team and that was a real old shock to the self-esteem system.
Yeah.
But then I rose through the rank. I remember in like sixth form, that no longer being compulsory
and
suddenly like
Goodbye.
No one did anything and we were all just like lolling around the common room.
Rolling about.
Rolling around. We were so big. I have joined a gym. Actually, I quit and they wouldn't let me quit, so I just cancelled my debit card. So I'm actually on the run from the gym. I joined the gym and I've absolutely hate it. Like, I'm really, really bad.
That's a shame.
But it's started to enjoy swimming, and I enjoy the equipment in the gym, which I never ever went on any of it. I just used to run for like 100 metres and then get off. And
that was on the weightlifting. Yeah. What is that woman doing?
But then someone was like, no, you idiot, like, use some of the other stuff. Yeah. And then I, you know, some of the pulling things, some of the like putting things. I'm putting things
between
my legs.
Yeah, you put things between your knees and then just like move your knees out.
I found a piece of equipment that you just do this for. Mm-hmm. I would love to be somebody like sporty and fit. I would love to be someone who just like quickly ran a marathon.
We all would, but without the actual effort.
Okay,
but the point is, your exercise life.
Want to do it, never do, very bored of it, not a very like fit person, and therefore it doesn't feel fun. I think that's a big part of it.
It's hard,
like, it feels not nice.
Yeah.
And I know the thing to do is to like join a netball team or whatever, but I don't.
Yeah, well, also like on a Monday night when that rolls around, you're like, you know, you're always doing something, so it's really difficult to fit it in.
Yes.
When you're not, it's not a habit. No, I completely
understand.
What's
your relationship with exercise?
I'll keep it brief. But I mean, fine at school, uni, just I started smoking and drinking, so I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I left uni at 20, 21. Would be really vehemently like, I'm just not a gym person. Like, I'm not an exercise person. And then I started to, like, I just need to be healthy. And then I was like, well, no point being healthy and then not exercising. So I like went for like one run and was like, this is so dull. And then also I was so puffed out after like 10 minutes. You're like, this is crap. Like, I don't like this. Then my sister really got into going to the gym, and she made me go to these classes about 3 years ago. And then since then, I sort of go like, well, I haven't been for like 2 months, but I kind of do tend to go 3 times a week, 4 times a week, just because I've got into the habit, and it took a lot of effort to get into the habit of it.
I'm wrinkling my nose.
No, but it's not as smug or like gross as it sounds, because that, you're wrinkling your nose because that doesn't appeal to you, but like some exercise will appeal to you that'll be fun. And that's, I've sort of found that just with everything in my life, just like my career, just like the people I hang out with, everything, I need to have so much variation. I get so bored. So I just do all the classes. I've picked a gym, Fitness First, hello, which they're everywhere in London.
Better gym, hello. I'm sorry I cancelled my debit card and ran away.
There are so many. The Pure Gym's great as well. That they've got loads of classes. Classes are my key. So it's like, one day I'll just do like, well, I don't know, I suppose I'll do yoga. I pick whatever it is, depending on what time it is. I'm like, well, I'm free around 5:30. What's on at 5:30? Sometimes it's called like shred. And you're like, oh my God. And you go there and I just can't pick anything up for an hour. I just hold some weights on the floor. But at least I'm there and I'm trying.
At least you're trying.
That's the thing. I just always want to be trying. I think the first big thing, if people listening being like, how can I exercise? How, obviously the only underlying thing is you just have to do it.
Yes.
But the other thing is don't have to do, so it isn't like, well, everyone has to start with running, and then everyone has to go to kickboxing, and then everyone has to do, you have to do strength training. What, you're not doing resistance? Well, then you're going to have no arms. Like, all this sort of stuff that you can get, if you start Googling, you immediately get a whole plethora of things telling you how crap the decision you've made is. Like, oh, you're running. Well, that's rubbish. You're like, no, it's not. Everything is good. Like, everything you do is good. All fully psychological. If you believe that you can't fit it into your day, you won't, but you probably can. And then it's just about, what do you do? I, for example, hated the gym for so long because one time I went in and I just felt like the weights bit and all of the bits, the fun machines that Tess is talking about, I still haven't been on them because I get really frightened that I'm going to go on them, it's going to break, or I'll go on them, I'll try and do it and I won't be able to, or like, and there's always like some massive man next to you like, you're like, oh my God.
Listening. He doesn't make that noise. He's just listening to his like headphones and he's like waiting for his clock to tell him when to lift again.
To start,
I guess, or start or stop.
And there's like a lot of like eye contact as well, like, hey, how's it going? There was one time where I was really sad that week and I turned up to a class. I was really like, this will make me feel better. It took me so much effort to go to this class and it was cancelled. And I'd travelled on 2 buses together and I was so furious that there was like this very young boy who worked at the gym, a 4-year-old boy. No, he was probably about 20. And he said, are you okay? Because I looked furious. And I was like, what's like the 4 easiest machines to learn? And he was like, okay, this one, and this one. And he showed me, and now, and they're in all of them. And I've never done it again because I'm frightened of that area. But for that one day, it was like, those people at the gym have nothing to do. Mm. So they are actually quite nice. And yes. The moment you make a connection, so you feel a little bit better.
Tip number one. Be less afraid of the men at the gym. Like, don't worry about them, because I think that is my main thing, that I like don't want to be near them. So don't be scared.
But you also don't have to be close to them.
You don't have to be close to them, but also like don't feel intimidated. Like, you know, and also if they do want to talk to you.
The useful thing to remember is that no matter how uncomfortable you feel at the gym, everyone is so in their own zone. Mm-hmm. Like, there's maybe one or two of the weird guys that we've spoken about who are sort of like looking around, but like they're not going to be looking and comparing themselves to you, because they're only looking and comparing themselves to other massive men. Yeah. So you're fine, you can just like sneak in. But also that's kind of going on the basis that if you want to do exercise, you need to go to the gym. In a minute we'll talk about the things that you don't have to, but let's finish the kind of gym section.
Gym area is tip number two. Buddy up.
Oh, it's so good to do that. Yeah. If there's a gym near your work, the reason I started going was because my sister worked really, really close to me and I went on my lunch break with her. If you go to the gym on your lunch break with a work colleague or something, that's my favourite time to go, because I think a lot of people think they have to go in the morning before work. Mm. And I really believe that is why 90% of people will do it for like 2 months, then not, because it's not sustainable. Getting up 2 hours, 3 hours earlier than you would if you didn't have to. Like,
no.
It's just, you're not going to continue doing that.
No,
whereas at work, you are sat at work.
Like, because it's fun to leave work.
To leave work.
And it's not fun to leave your bed, ever.
It's never fun. A lot of people are like, oh, I can't leave my desk. But actually, you really can. You are legally obliged to have an hour lunch break. That is yours. And nobody can make you feel like that isn't yours. So, like, that's a really good way of doing it.
Yeah. So, tip number two is actually go on your lunch break. Tip number three is
friend.
Buddy up. If it's just you in a blanket with your soup, you ain't never getting out of that blanket.
Oh my God, no.
Because it's only you to answer for, and you're like, Tessa, what will we watch tonight? And but if you have to then get your phone out and text somebody and be like, I'm not coming, and then your friend is like, why? And you're like, and so then you've had to text somebody and they've been cross with you, and you know, you've got to get that guilt in there.
Oh yeah.
And then also then you get to hang out with your friend afterwards, and
which is nice. That is like a very nice way of doing it. Tip number four. Free taster classes.
Yes,
so
very good.
I was going to say
whore yourself out, but
sort of. But there's also
go to them all.
Is it the gym which has, if you sign up to the gym, which they're all over the UK, you get, it's like £20 a month or something, and you can go to any of the classes. Is that right?
Producer Sarah is nodding in the background.
We have producer Sarah here. Yell hello. She's nodding about the gym. Yeah, they have like loads and loads of different classes, and so that just works out like the most financially better. And also, if you're a bit wary of like, I don't know what sort of exercise I like, then just do loads of them. And if you don't have the gym near you, in every place there's some sort of class or yoga or Zumba or Pilates or all those things that you're like, I don't know what these words mean, and you might as well like go to all of them just once. Then if you absolutely love
that's the thing,
Zumba,
you only have to go once
and you don't have to spend any money before you know what it is you want to do.
It's like having...
I just couldn't do it.
No.
It's too... It was too, like, be sexy with it, and I'm not a sexy woman. So it was like...
The sexy thing didn't bother me, obviously, because,
of course,
as you know,
Tessa's a very sexy woman.
Extremely sexual woman. But what did bother me was the, like, woo-ness of it.
Yeah. Get down with it, Sharon!
Woo! Yeah.
Other people really like team sports and things like that, so I suppose that's the, like, moving away from the gym.
I suspect that if you... Yeah, buddy up, but then instructor up. Like, get even somebody in to shout at you.
Yeah, get a work, because loads of offices will have, or you should start, like a netball team or like a running club or a thing, because like every office I've been in has got like some sort of like yoga Thursdays or things.
Yeah, if you suspect that you are the sort of person who is not naturally motivated and not naturally a good, you know, not very self-motivated, get somebody in who is in charge of the motivating. So like go to the class, go to the Zumba class, whatever, where someone shouts at you and now you have to grapevine to the left.
Now, another tip is
parkrun.
What?
Yes. Parkrun. I think we've talked about parkrun in the past, but they are in all parks, all around the country.
Not every park, just to be very clear.
Many parks. All around the country. Look them up. And they start at 9 o'clock every Saturday morning, and they are 5K, which certainly feels insurmountable.
Yeah.
And is. But
at the start, but running, you get better at it very quickly, don't you?
Yeah. So. And the first time I did it, I was with a friend, and the first 30 seconds were hilarious, followed by like just awful.
Yeah.
And
it's got the kind of lapse into silence. You're like,
Yeah. Oh, it's immediate silence.
Yeah, what are we doing?
That noise. And we were both, we were absolutely keeping pace together. We were so close to each other and we didn't speak. And we were constantly being like overtaken by like dads with prams and like really old ladies, families of kids. And then we didn't stop running even. And then at the end, we both revealed to each other that like we desperately wanted to stop, but yeah, we didn't want to be the one to say. Neither of us wanted to be the one that stopped. Yeah. So we were like forcing ourselves.
That's great.
And so that's what you need. And also like it actually is really fun. And mostly, guys, it's the smugness because you're done at night. You're back home by 9:45
of a Saturday
morning.
Yeah, it's an early one, which has been the killer because I live quite close to one and I've never done it because,
but if
again,
you force yourself, if you get in the habit of doing it, you will stay in the habit.
And if you're someone who can exercise in the morning, I'm just saying that I'm not and that you shouldn't feel bad if you're not.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not either, but making it actually feels, the smugness, honestly, is so good.
Oh, great, okay.
That it's like addictively smug.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Google Park Run, you go on the website, you can just find the park nearest to you and you register there. And then I'm registered and I haven't been. You don't have to like pay or anything. You just turn up.
If you register, then it means that you have a little barcode and at the end someone scans your barcode and your time will come up on the website. But if you don't want to do that, you don't have to. You can just rock up. Oh my goodness, if you've never done any kind of group run, the magic of like running as a group is...
Yeah, it's very fun.
The mentality.
Just crowd mentality with everything and is better, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Really, running as a group is such a different experience.
Mm.
And you really like feel like an antelope. You know?
Oh, sure.
I have
a slightly controversial tip. People do say, like, you know, you shouldn't worry too much about the stuff that you wear for exercising because that can be intimidating as well.
Mm.
But I found that the moment I bought cheap, but I secretly think I look like a superhero gym wear, I immediately was better and wanted to go more. I was a bit drunk and I was going to my friend's house and TK Maxx had a sale on and I bought this, like, LSE top. It makes me look like I'm like doing some sort of sports movie, or like I'm one of my things is when I don't want to go, I'm like, well, I'll put on
your active wear,
and then I'm like, oh, I should do it now because I look great.
Seven, just put on your active wear.
Your active wear and just like
and
lounge
also have
about.
Good active wear.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be expensive because Primark have got some really cool looking stuff now.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Really,
it's mostly
great
about how it looks.
Yeah, of course, 100% about how it
you're
looks.
Not, if you're just doing your Zumba class, you do not need expensive, you know, all the stuff that it claims to do. If you want to invest in that stuff, absolutely do it. I'm sure it's amazing. You can just get like the bright fluorescent, like cool looking stuff somewhere quite cheap.
Just so you look, just so
and
you feel like you look the part.
And you feel like, oh, this makes me feel good. And I look strong and I feel powerful in this.
Yeah.
And
it is like footwear and things like that. If you're doing like yoga, you don't need to get high impact, you know, ridiculous trainers.
No, absolutely.
But for the like the taster classes and stuff, you just wear whatever trainers you've got. And then if you're like, oh my God, I love this. And it's quite high impact, meaning like basically you're going to be jumping around and your feet are going to be smashing against the floor a lot, then start Googling around and just get yourself a good pair of trainers. But top and bottoms, like, absolutely not.
And tip number 8, do get a good sports bra.
Yes. If you don't have, if you have a lot of money,
Stevie
Nike
used to wear
good.
More than one.
I'd wear two, yeah. The best ones are Sweaty Betty and Lululemon do a really excellent one as well for like big boobs. But if you can't afford that, because they are like £70, for years and years and years, I used Nike ones. And Nike have got like high impact ones, they've got medium impact ones and low impact ones. I don't know why you'd use low impact. Like, what are you doing?
Yoga.
Yeah, but just still wear high, like, because then you can double up and use it for other things. Like, you can only ever wear low impact for yoga, whereas you can wear high
That's
impact
such
for anything.
And surprisingly good fiscal thought from you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, that's a surprisingly sensible.
Because the best ones, everyone says, you know, oh, they've got adjustable straps. But I can't spend 70 quid, and that's fine. And the ones from Nike, well, mine were $19.99. Don't buy a shit one from, you know, a really cheap shop. It's not going to do anything. And try it on as well. I spoke to fitness experts, Julia Buckley, who's on Twitter, at JuliaBFit. And she has...
That's very clever.
She basically agrees with what we're saying about how there's not really a right way to approach exercise. And actually, when you're a beginner, you ask loads of questions like, what's the one I should do? And what are the shoes to get? But actually, she says that some people want to have a six-pack. Some people just want to do it because it helps their brain. Some people really want to run a marathon. But you basically have to try everything, figure it out. She says move in whatever way feels good to you. And she also has on her YouTube channel a specific video, which is exercising when you feel lazy. So she's got a specific workout for days like that, because we haven't mentioned, which is when you can't be bothered leaving the house. There are so many things on YouTube. There's so much stuff.
Guys, we thoroughly endorse Tracy Anderson Arms.
Oh, yeah.
Without weights.
Without weights.
Only because we've never been on weights, so we don't know.
Don't know.
But so Tracy Anderson Arms without weights. It's 8 minutes long. Mm. The music is quite like lift music, and it's quite repetitive and awful. It's like that. And so take... just mute her.
Oh, yeah. Put on, like, and Beyonce or something.
Yeah, Beyonce's Formation or Kanye West Fade, I really recommend.
Oh, that's a good song.
It's really good. Thank you so much. Cooler than you imagined, wasn't it?
A bit, yeah. And if you just Google Julia Buckley YouTube, you can scroll through all of her different workouts. She's got, like, workouts for any time, early morning workouts, late night workouts, because there isn't actually a point, there isn't actually... a best time to exercise. Because I spoke to another expert called Pollyanna Hale. You can find her on Twitter at Pollyanna Hale. And she runs a website called The Fit Mum Formula. And she kind of helps mums work out and get back into shape. But obviously it's all, I mean, we're all trying to do that. So it's all the same. She says that you should do it at a time that suits your circadian rhythm, which is basically you don't need to know when that is, because you'll be able to feel it. You'll feel your best. For example, mine is not in the morning. Mine would be in the middle of the day. That's when I always feel at my best. But she says that there is research to show that first thing in the morning is best for a lot of people, weirdly, because it wakes your body up and makes use of naturally higher cortisol levels, and the cortisol helps build muscle. But you shouldn't stop doing something just because it's in... You're like, oh, I'm not a morning person. Well, I might as well not work out, because you absolutely should. But she was really, really interesting, because she also gave some other tips and said that, again, you should just be doing as much as you can to start with. But as a general rule of thumb, she says 30 minutes of strenuous exercise 3 times a week should really be the minimum for everyone. And so, and what classes are strenuous? For one person could be like, if you're very overweight, like a long brisk walk could be really, really strenuous. For someone else, it could be like a horrible spin class. For someone else, it could be somewhere, something in between. It's basically whatever gets you out of breath. And then same as with everything else, really, yeah, it is better to do different types of exercise, because then you'll be working all different types of your body and feeling better all over. But if you're just doing it because, you know, you just want to do it and you want to get into exercise, then don't worry so much about the type of exercise you're doing at the start. But it's all about trying to keep it sustainable and to make sure that you'll keep going back. That's like the crucial thing when you're starting, above everything else, above all the other tips. Just try and, like, give yourself the best chance of going for the rest of your life. That's kind of what you're aiming for, Rock. No,
just
no better.
Choose something that is sustainable.
And if that is twice a week and you're thinking, oh, but 3 times a week is the minimum, still fine.
Yes, abandon
way
ship
better
with
than
all
what
those,
you're doing.
With all the rules. Just find something that you personally like and enjoy.
Like and enjoy.
And feel good about yourself.
Absolutely. That's all it's about. And it really helps with, like, mental health, and it really helps with
the
happiness.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's such a frustrating thing that it... I mean, I'm all in favour of, like, we all live in a dictatorship and there's, like, a compulsory, you know, circuit.
Oh, really? You had to do, like, circuits?
Yes. Well, communism was a lot of the greater good and making a sort of powerful person, and there was a lot of, like...
army.
Yeah, so there's a lot of compulsory circuit exercising, you know, in the
join
office
join the
day.
Army. That's maybe a tip.
Join the army, guys. That is where this was going all along.
Oh, my gosh. Although those outside boot camp classes look quite fun.
Yeah, they
I've
do.
I've never done it. I'm too frightened to, like, work out in the park, because I'm a bit like, it's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's just, like, about having, like, me wanting to live in a communist dictatorship, but, like, the compulsory nature of it that's, like, we all do this now.
Yeah.
And that's what we all do. And so I think it's just about, like, finding that fun, find the fun.
There'll be times when you don't want to do it.
Don't make it a thing that's a punishment and a sad thing. It should be like, oh, I'm excited to do this now.
Yeah, because just, I always think about the feeling afterwards. So it's like, if I'm like, oh, I don't want to do it, it's like, yes, but I know I'll be more productive. I'll be happier. I'll be nicer.
Yes.
I'll feel better in myself. I'll sleep better. So
we
why not?
We all know how good and useful and important it is.
Yeah, just,
and, like, what
just
a
like
difference
10
it makes and
just
how good you feel afterwards.
Minutes.
Yeah, just do 10
and
minutes.
And also, I completely believe in you. You can absolutely do it. If I can do it, and I do mean that, I was so lazy. And it's taken so long to, like, work up to doing it a lot.
Yeah.
But I just did it for, like, 10 minutes, maybe every couple of days, or I'd do something, or I'd try and do some sort of video or something. And just, but you absolutely can. You absolutely can. You just have to not see it as, like, oh, God, I've got to do this, and see it as, like, kind of a fun thing.
Yeah.
A thing to look forward
and
to.
And definitely, if there's any kind of, like, team that you can join, or, like, that we're, then it doesn't feel like exercise, it's playing a sport, or...
All those apps that update you with your progress, so you can beat yourself. don't share it on Facebook because I don't want to see that.
Sorry, yes. Nobody wants to see that.
I have so much time for everything.
Join the army and we don't want to see your run today. We don't need
Fitbits as well. If you've got an iPhone or an Android, they do as well. It counts all of your steps. That's always good as well. You don't have to buy a Fitbit.
I have that on here.
You have that as well. Maybe you don't because you've got...
Do I turn it on?
No, it'll be on, like, there'll be a little tab that you won't have noticed that says health. It's got a little heart on it. And you go in and it's been counting all of your steps.
Forever?
And it breaks it down by day.
Welcome to health. I've obviously never been there before.
We might do this off air.
No.
Okay.
I'm creating a medical ID. Oh, wow. I have no recorded data. So it's obviously not been started.
Right. So maybe
I'll report back at the next one and see how I've done.
Yeah.
How amazing.
Because a lot of people buy Fitbits and you're like, actually, you could just do it on your phone. That's cheap. You don't have a smartphone.
Does
in which
it
case
just see... Guys, I cannot tell you how excited I am to discover what's in the health app on my phone.
So much. So hopefully that was useful. When you're not exercising and you listen to people who are, you're like, yeah, all right. But actually, it's quite fun. I have quite a fun time. Just do lots of different things. Try lots of fun things that you go, I don't know what that is. Or like, I don't know, that's for those sorts of people. Have a go. Because in the classes, what I've noticed, the nicest thing is that you've got like two people who look like just so fit and toned. And then like, everyone else is like in between. So you don't look as out of place or as silly as you think you do.
Oh, yes. Don't ever be worried about how you look.
No. Like, apart from your sportswear, which should look kick-ass.
Yeah, you're there. And I always quite like those... I'm a big fan of those This Girl Can adverts on the that came out recently.
As much as I take the piss out of them, as in like,
oh yeah, for sure,
just having a brownie. This Girl Can.
I do whisper it to myself occasionally.
Oh yeah, big time.
This Girl Can. I'm a big fan of them, and I really like one that's like a lady cycling quite slowly, and it says like, I might be slow, but I'm lapping everyone on the couch. And I thought that was really nice.
That's so good.
It was really nice that you're like, God, that lady's slow on her bicycle. You're like, yeah, but she's way faster than those people. And so I think it's always take that home of like, even if you only ran to the end of the street and were sick in a bush, for example,
that has happened.
Faster than some people today who just sat on the toilet.
Yeah, and the next time you go running, you won't be sick in a bush. Each time it gets a little bit less sick. A little bit less sick, and there's a little bit less bush. You can do it. I think this week, make this the week that you just do something.
Just do something.
Pick something that sounds fun that you've always wanted to try.
Thing, not just something. Pick something you've literally never done before.
Yeah.
And do it.
Yeah.
Because it definitely will be
hula hooping. Trampolining. I did a trampolining class.
That was so fun.
It was really fun. It was a real fun class. There was like little tiny weeny little like trampettes and you held them to a bar and you just like bounced furiously. It was really, really fun. So there's
I immediately imagined it was the big trampolining like the Olympics.
There's that as well.
Okay, great.
You can do that as well, but also it's better to do like the little one where you bounce.
Everybody go out, find something that you've never done before. Everyone report back on what you've done.
Yeah, tweet us. Tweet us. If you have never exercised, please, please, please tweet us if you go to a class or you go for a run. We really want to know. And we will be your like staunch supporters. It's at Stevie M, the S is a 5.
At Tessa Coates. T for training, C for cardio. Ooh,
oh, that was good.
I wasn't expecting that to be so good.
It really worked.
And definitely tweet us if you have any tips for how to exercise or how to be more motivated or to, you know,
just
get
for
out.
Ourselves. Be useful for us, wouldn't it? And if you wouldn't mind and you enjoyed the podcast or you are enjoying it, a cheeky rate and review would be absolutely adorable on iTunes.
It would be adorable.
It
guys.
Would be adorable because we've got to keep them going. Apparently,
I think we've had 100.
We have had 100. It's
100
so great.
And
then iTunes
were
like, "Oh, great! Keep them. We need more." And you're like, "Oh, come on!" So
we've created a monster.
We have created a monster, but it's a lovely monster, and I never want it to end. So yes, please, please go out into the world and do something fun with your body. Move your body.
Oh yeah, move your body. And also, this is my nice rounding up thing. I once went to a class where at the very beginning in the stretching, the woman was like, you have such a good body. It does everything you ask of it. It moves you. It walks you. It picks things up.
It digests that biscuit.
I just thought like, what a good thing to say. It wasn't like, oh, you have a beautiful body or a sexy body. It was like, you have such a good body. It does everything you ask of it.
Yeah, so and
I
was like, do something nice for it.
Yeah, like, look at all the stuff I can do with my body.
Yeah.
And all she's doing currently is flailing her arms around.
You're like a lovely octopus.
But boy, do I look good doing it. Yeah, you've got a wonderful body. Go and explore all the things that it can do.
Yeah, definitely. And see you next week.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.